Blog Talk Radio.
I couldn't answer the phone. Get a phone. Well, good evening, everybody. I hope you had a good weekend, and I hope your team won today, and if it didn't, see ya. Anyway, it is November 21st, and this is Talk to Me. My name is Lennis, on the air with my co-host, Vernice.
Hi.
All right, then.
Hey.
And also our producer, a.k.a. the sheriff, Chauvinet.
Hello, good evening, everybody. Hello, Mama Rollins and Mom.
Hey, Chauvinet.
Hey, you know I ain't coming out there.
Hey.
So.
We have a surprise guest tonight.
I know, we were wondering.
We got a surprise guest tonight.
Who's the surprise guest?
Well, I think he's getting ready to pick up the phone right now.
Oh, okay. Talk.
Hello?
Who's that, Yogi?
Yeah.
What's up, Yogi?
Yeah, we got a surprise guest tonight.
Doing good.
Oh.
I guess we ready for the sports tonight. Go ahead, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about the sports. Come on now.
That's okay. We'll probably get somebody coming in.
Oh, yeah. I got a call waiting now.
Yeah.
Well, first off, as always, you know, we do the entertainment news and we do weird news. And then we're going to go on to the sports. By then, Coach Jordan should be on the air. So... anyway, well, the first thing up, like I said earlier, I'm going to, or at least the producer and I were talking, I'm going to talk about it's bad timing on jobless benefits allowed to expire during the holidays. Now, some of y'all might have heard this week on the news where it's stated here in the state of Washington where we reside that on November 30th, there will be 230,000 230,000 people cut off of unemployment. No extension done.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard it?
Yeah, I heard
actually,
about
let
that
me,
too, yeah.
Let me chime in real quick because that's actually, you know, that's my agency. What's going on is the Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program, which is the extended benefits from the federal government, will start to phase out the end of this month. It's four different tiers. They will calculate what tier you fall upon within the next 3 weeks. So a lot of people should have received a letter, like me. I mean, I'm not on unemployment, but if you have been on unemployment or you're on unemployment, you will get the letter to find out if you will continue to receive extended benefits or you will be completely cut off. Now, as of
April
20,
I received that letter, too.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
I received the letter saying the same thing, but we haven't got the exact, you know, how many people, like the latter part of your statement, but I did receive the letter that people will be getting that letter.
Yeah, it'll be coming within 3 weeks, but the extended benefits will be completely cut off April 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have
but
regular unemployment.
But you know what I heard today on CNN?
What the?
They were talking about extending it again because so many people are out of work. Yeah, I heard that on CNN today. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Well, that's the question.
I'm
sorry.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mom.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no.
I was just going to read the article, but go ahead, what you were going to say.
No, okay. Yeah, it'll be completely cut off April 2011. And at this time, hopefully they do extend another benefit because what we were told is the federal government will not be sending any more federal bailout to any of the states. So if you are applying for the first time for regular unemployment compensation benefits, you will get that. You will get your first time round of compensation benefits, which should last about 6 months. Now, after that, will you get extended benefits? That is the question. You may or you may not. So, unfortunately, people who are completely cut off, you will be completely cut off. You should be able to have your appeal rights, but even if you do appeal it, you may not still get your benefits. So, and what I mean by appeal your denial of extended benefits. So it's pretty grim right now because there is no state funds, and right now there is no federal. Well, the federal funds will be cut off from each state. So,
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hang in there, people. You know, keep applying
yeah,
for jobs, regardless
there.
Of if it's part-time, full-time, seasonal. Do what you got to do, because if they can extend out more federal benefits, it will be good, because if it's just 230,000 in our state, I mean, just imagine nationwide
yeah.
how many people are not
yeah.
going to receive
oh,
benefits.
Yeah, oh, no, I think it's 4 million
mm-hmm.
nationwide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot
4 million people nationwide.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what's going on with that, so... Whew, keep your faith
well,
strong.
Well, hopefully
strong.
Congress will go into an emergency session and something can transpire that they can, you know, at least help some of the people, even if they can't help them all. But, you know, people that have families and have
mm-hmm.
children at home, got mortgages or, you know,
mm-hmm.
got to make sure food is on the table,
yeah.
your children got clothes. For those people, I'd like to see them get an extension. I really
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the kids don't understand that.
No,
answer.
They don't. They don't.
You know.
Mm-mm.
They don't, and on top of that,
it's hot hamburger.
Oh, yeah. But besides that, on top of that, the unemployment compensation benefits being cut, there's a lot of state programs that are going to be cut as well, because I believe we will be $500-plus million short for the end of our biennium. But the following biennium, which is 2011 to 2013, we should be in total debt of $5.2 billion. So it will be a lot of social health and services programs
that
will be cut.
You want me to read this?
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I said because of when the House went Republican,
mm-hmm.
was it the House?
Yeah,
because the Senate's still Democrat.
Right.
I said the first thing they're going to do is cut social programs
yep.
and then education
mm-hmm.
programs.
Mm-hmm. And that's
mm-hmm.
exactly what
and
they did.
It's getting harder and harder for kids to get in college now.
Yeah.
Because either the tuition, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
is so high, or either they're only accepting so many,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like what a pool or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what happened to that where anybody could go to school?
Oh, that what do you call that where everybody, they call it reverse something and they threw it out of court. They threw the whole thing out of court.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, where the minorities can get into college.
Yeah, reverse racism.
Yeah.
Oh, affirmative action. Yeah, the I-20.
Yeah, affirmative action.
Affirmative
that's
action.
What it
I-200.
Is. And they,
Yeah.
And tuitions yeah,
will continue
sad.
To increase. That's just
mm-hmm.
inevitable. Everybody's trying
mm-hmm.
to, you know, make their money, so they increase a lot of stuff. But the reason why Washington is going to be hurting so bad is because pretty much none of those initiatives pass except the one to repeal the sales tax on soda,
mm-hmm.
water, and candy. But
exactly.
everything else,
mm-hmm.
no, there's
everything
that's
else failed.
Right
You're right. I've seen
mm-hmm.
that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. They wasn't clear on what benefits it could have brought in.
Exactly.
As far as,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a lot of it could have helped out just the whole, just the, at least Washington and this, on the base and whatnot, but they were just too busy trying to smash everything
yep.
or, you know, they throwing the kids and
mm-hmm.
all this other madness
mm-hmm.
and they're getting it regardless. So.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because they ain't missing
exactly.
that.
Yeah. They're not. They're not missing
no.
that.
No.
Okay. So you want me to go ahead and
okay.
this,
so
wanna...
so what you got, Vernice?
Well, I've got a thing on the Octomom. Y'all remember Octomom? That young lady.
Ooh,
with
that's the lady that she put out a letter, didn't she?
Oh, she had a whole bunch of. Okay. She's still making the news with her phenomenal birth of 8 babies.
Mm-hmm.
But now the controversial procedure that started the whole thing off is under fire, and the physician that led the way may lose his license. Ooh. The case against the doctor suggests that the doctor and his team unwittingly injected her with 12 embryos. Ooh, Nadia Solomon, who's been out of the spotlight for a while, and now the case against her physician for the procedure, Dr. Michael Camrava, will draw attention to her once again. Mm. According to MSNBC, the prosecution used Deputy Attorney General Judith Alvarado's testimony that she questioned Suleiman, and there's no way she could have known that she was part of his experiment trying to strip
Ooh.
The doctor of his license, saying that Suleiman couldn't have known about the study that he was conducting. Even
oh,
though
wow.
he states that she's volunteered and was a willing participant.
But she might not have volunteered for no 8 babies.
No,
okay?
She volunteered to have it done, but,
yeah.
you know, she didn't
yeah,
volunteer to have
maybe.
The 8 babies done.
Yeah.
He did that on his own,
yeah.
evidently.
That's
right. That is,
yeah.
yeah. Ooh.
That is messed up.
That is
hot
scary.
Hot
yeah.
mess.
That is messed up.
You know what? I'm also thinking on that score is when... they when she was having the babies, you know, they were talking about taking some of those babies away from her or all of them. How many kids?
Yeah, they were.
She had lost the house.
Well, she had 14, I believe.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, Yo Gabby.
Oh, my
these
God. 14? So she had six kids prior to the meeting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
Lord, 14.
My stomach is cramped.
Yeah. We didn't mean for your stomach to cramp, baby. I'm sorry.
Too many children.
Yeah, so the fate is thinking about taking some of them away from her, you know, but she had lost her house to do foreclosure.
Well, and her parents were trying to help her at one point.
Yes.
They were trying to help her out. But, you know, 14 kids.
14 kids.
I thought the house was bought, too.
Because her dad bought it for her.
It was unemployment. It was donated. The house was donated.
Was it donated? I thought her dad bought it.
No, I think it was donated because she was living with her mom and dad with the kids.
Oh, but anyway, she lost it through foreclosure, so I don't know. She's probably living back with dad now.
I don't know.
And mom.
Ooh, that's a lot of children.
Yes. My heart goes out to her, especially in this time.
God bless her. I hope this doesn't work out to her benefit.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of kids.
She should never open her legs again.
I think they probably tied her tube, you know, or either took her uterus outside.
I burned down, called the fireman. You are so through.
She is done.
What you think about that, child? I'm listening to this, and I'm crossing my legs. I'm like, I'm good.
I'm all about
have your children and all that, but hell, I'm about to pop about 4 birth control pills right now and grow a mustache. I don't care.
I know that's right.
You know you a bad girl.
Just to be on the safe side.
I know that.
Heck yeah, that's a hot mess. Okay.
Yes, it is. That's hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, Sarah Palin is at it again.
Oh yeah.
She's going after the Obamas in her new book. It seems that Sarah Palin has some of the pages of her new book that got leaked out by American Reflections on Family, Faith, and Flag. Maybe y'all heard about it.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, okay, then the pages that just so happened to be leaked were those of a racial tone against the president and the first lady. In her new book, she calls herself taking a stab at Michelle Obama over an old beaten-up remark that was taken, out of context during the elections. In one excerpt, she talks of President Obama's views of racial equality in America. She said that he believes that America, at least America as it currently exists, is a fundamentally unjust and unequal country. But she goes too far, saying certainly his wife expressed this view when she said during the 2008 campaign that she had never felt proud of her country until her husband started winning elections. In retrospect, I guess it shouldn't surprise us, since both of them spent almost 2 decades in the pews of the Reverend Jeremiah Wright's church listening to his rants against American and white people. Whoa.
Yeah.
Pump your brakes, girl. Pump your brakes, country girl. Everyone knows after Michelle Obama took her time to set the record straight that what she really said was that she was, for the first time in her adult life, really proud of America.
That's right. She
wanted to change.
That's right.
Thanks.
She was really proud of the young voters showing up at the polls and all of the efforts that were, you know, that were put into really changing the landscape of America. Sarah Palin, get your GED one day.
My question is, what is her book about? What is her book about? What is she writing about? Being a governor of Alaska and then the little
her book is America by Heart: Reflections on Family, Faith, and Flag.
Oh, that has nothing.
Miss me with that one.
Yeah, miss me too.
It's just a different culture.
All the way up there in Alaska.
Yeah, it's something. Wow, really? I don't understand that because I mean, Sarah Palin, she can, you know, I don't know if she's Republican, if she's Tea Party, if Tea Party are Republicans.
She's Tea Party.
But it's like you're always trying to stay in the
last Tea Party.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing, it's like you're just staying in the.
Alaska's mind state is pretty much, you know, they don't consider themselves part of the United States anyway.
No.
So she's telling the independent state of mind from up there down here to people like, that's pretty much wanting to adapt to that.
Yeah, what it sounds like to me. I mean, nobody heard of her until the presidential election came on.
But yeah, look,
and then
the
when she came, when that fell through as far as her being the running mate, you know, this is the perfect opportunity to put herself out there. So she's, you know, milking it for all that she can get.
Mm-hmm. And
including,
I actually know
including a book.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I know people from Alaska, and it's like, you know, don't get yourself fooled. Many, many Alaskans do not have that kind of respect for Sarah Palin like she claims they do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
well,
like,
you know, Barbara Bush got this interview coming up. Is it Sunday or Monday with a girlfriend, Barbara Walters? And Barbara Walters asked her about Sarah Palin. Mama Bush said, it's time for her. She should go back to Alaska.
I love that lady.
Get out of here.
She
what?
She said it's time for her to go back.
Barbara is down to earth. Let
I
me thought, tell
oh,
you, I like her.
Got Mama Bush over
yes.
my mouth now. Hold
yes.
up, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
so.
That's all it is. It's just a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, she's just capturing everybody's imaginations and all that.
Yeah.
But reality is sticking a little later.
Yeah. So now we're going to move on. We got a little something here about Janet Jackson. Is on the latest issue of Health Magazine. Janet is getting ready to release her new self-esteem book. Ooh, that's interesting. And she is currently starring in Tyler Perry's latest movie for Colored Girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Janet, I haven't got any feedback yet about that movie. I mean, I've heard kind of negative feedback.
That's
I'd
what
like
I heard. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear, was there some positive?
I haven't heard anything positive yet.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go
and
ahead,
speaking
either.
Of Tyler Perry, his newest project will involve The Rock, a.k.a. Dwayne Johnson, in the movie Take My Wife. Yep. Perry plays a divorced man who doesn't want to pay alimony to his ex-wife. So he goes about finding her a new husband. When he finds a perfect suitor for his ex, he realizes he's still in love with his wife and wants her back. Now, that's sweet, isn't it? Okay, and Jennifer Hudson's latest movie, based on the life of Winnie Mandela, hits theaters next year. Hudson will play Winnie, and Terrence Howard will play former African or South African President Nelson Mandela.
Now, you know what? I can't picture him as Mandela, not Terrence Howard.
No, you know what? There's
green eyes and he high yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
there was actually
not
criticism
Mandela.
About
I mean,
you
that.
Know what I'm thinking? I'm
trying to put you down, Terrence, but you know, there's some other actors that could have played Mandela.
But I'm thinking he was the only one that really wanted to do it.
And no, who
you
don't
think
want to
so?
Play Mandela?
No, really?
That's
really?
An honor. You know,
it is.
Honor.
That's true because he came all the way back to be the president.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm excited to see that movie.
Yeah, I wish him the best, but Terrence Howard Mandela. Yeah, that's you really pushing that acting envelope there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And congrats to. Yeah, he is, but he's working on it.
Well,
come on,
I
now, don't know.
Dan Glover do it.
Yeah, he would make a good
one. But, I mean, that would be now. I guess that would be good. Danny would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Is this when he was in prison?
Congrats.
Is that what the story's based off when he was in prison?
It's a movie.
It's going to be a movie that hits theaters next year, and it just says that Hudson will play his wife, and he will be playing the South African president.
So he must have had to be, like.
So it's based on the life of Winnie Mandela.
So
that's what it is.
Yeah.
So they have to find a younger face.
Okay.
So I guess, okay. So congrats to singer Neo and his girlfriend, what is that, Monyetta Shaw? They are the proud parents of a little girl.
All right.
What's
congratulations.
That? Madeline Grace Spence. Excuse me, not Spence. I'm sorry. Smith. My bag. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me repeat this. Madeline Grace Smith was born prematurely, weighing 4 pounds. Oh, she going to make it. She going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
She going to get that pound up real easy. And
Halle Berry's
latest movie, Frankie and Alice, arrives in theaters in early February. In the movie, Halle plays a woman who suffers from multiple personalities.
See, that kind of reminds me of Sybil Bernice.
Yes, it reminds
Remember,
me of Sybil, too. I saw the movie.
Black version.
I saw the movie, and I read
doing
the book.
All of this.
Oh, my goodness.
Doing that head movement.
Mm-hmm. That's
the
old, this
is the black
is not
Sybil
good.
Of 2010.
Mm-hmm. And Q Magazine has listed their men of the year. This year's pick includes rapper Drake, actors Jeff Bridges and James Franco, and TV commentator, comedian Stephen Colbert. Hey, hey, hey. That's all right.
Oh, okay.
We'll see what's
going to
happen there. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the day after Thanksgiving, y'all, it's the President and First Lady and Barbara Walters in a new premiere special. The interview will be the first for both the Obamas since the midterm elections. It will air Friday, November 26th at 10 p.m.
Okay.
So I think the other one with Barbara Bush might be tonight or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and Ebony and Jet Magazine, Johnson Publishing Company, is looking for a new home in Chicago.
Uh-oh.
Looking for something bigger and better. They've been in that other place, I guess, since 1972.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, and Shab, what do you, oh, wait a minute, what else is going by? Okay,
I don't have
Tina, wait a minute, I got to tell you this right quick.
Okay.
Tina and Matthew Knowles, honey, Danny didn't come home. You know, she done lost weight. She always was pretty.
Right.
I always thought Beyonce's mama was pretty.
Yeah.
But she done lost weight, had a little nose job done.
What?
And looking good, honey, daddy done come back home. I guess that Happy Meal must have got old.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Happy Meal got old.
Is she going to let him come home? Did she let him come home?
The divorce case between Tina and Matthew Knowles has been put off. Last year, Matthew was hit with a paternity suit by a longtime girlfriend, Happy Meal.
Uh-huh.
At first, he denied it, but then the kid turned out to be his. Yes, they did a DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, devastated by the news and tired of playing the fool,
mm-hmm.
filed for a divorce, got a facelift, lost some weight, and started a clothing line.
Hey!
Well, I guess
wow.
I was enough to get Matthew's attention
mm-hmm.
because he realized he didn't want his marriage to end. They are trying to work it out with the girlfriend and the baby.
So it is his kid then.
Yeah,
it is
DNA.
Through the DNA,
official.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't no sense in lying.
Going and claiming it if it's the fact, you know.
Especially don't
be
if you're doing it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He also missed the water, huh?
He almost missed the water.
Mm-hmm. He was probably.
Yeah.
Blowing dust. Blowing dust. We have a caller online, and I really thank you for your patience. We're almost done. We got a sports article. What is this? Bernice Bout. Yeah.
Lamar Odom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says pay your child support in full. Lamar Odom is, excuse me, y'all. Lamar Odom is going after his baby mama. Odom, who is married to Khloe Kardashian, wants better visitation with his children and lower child support payments. Odom, who is being managed by Khloe's mom, Kris Jenner, makes $33 million a year. According to his baby mama, Lisa Morales, he has been neglecting his two children, ages 9 and 12, for years. How dare he ask for lower child support payments? Ooh, get out of here.
Get it from your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And then the, then the 7 years of marriage between Desperate Wives star Eva Longoria. Yeah, I was ready to mention that one.
Shab's going to talk about that.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk about that one, girlfriend.
Talk about Tony.
Eva Longoria and basketball player Tony Parker.
Oh, just.
Yeah, that is over. That
yes.
is over.
She filed her paperwork in, divorce paperwork in Los Angeles. Tony Parker filed his in Texas. And basically, he has been seeing a mutual female friend of theirs for over a year. Eva came across some texts on Tony's phone that were very explicit between him and this woman. They're not naming her. At least I haven't found anywhere where they've named her. They may have. But at this time, they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And over last month, last month there were over 100 texts between Tony and this woman. So he knew, it was no surprise to Tony that Eva was getting ready to file a divorce, and they were just married in 2007, and the wedding was $1.5 million in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that is
Money is not an objective for him.
Well, evidently, marriage means nothing nowadays.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
Exactly, Yogi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. And not even a sidebar real quick. There was an article on MSN.com about marriages and are they becoming obsolete. And a lot of people are saying,
yeah.
You know, they're not nothing against marriage, but it's just not. It doesn't have the strong foundation it did back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. You know,
right,
a lot of people are either getting married for the wrong reasons or getting divorced right after the marriage, or people are just living together for a long time.
And everybody just want to do their own thing, and they don't want the title of marriage tacked on to what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's a lot of fear of God out there. That's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just a little sidebar on that one. So.
Right.
Well, we got Angela Bassett in house. Angela Bassett is headed back to television as the newest cast member of ABC's drama project, One Police Plaza. Have y'all heard of that? I haven't heard of that.
No, that's good. I love her as an actress.
Deadline.com reports, the actress will play New York City's first female commissioner in the series, which is currently in development. Bassett was last seen on the small screen in NBC's ER,
where she
played emergency room chief Dr. Catherine Banfield on the show 15th and final season in 2008 and 9. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, sure
did. The respected actress and wife of actor Courtney B. Vance stars in the upcoming films Jumping the Broom and The Green Lantern. Hey. I'm looking forward to that one.
Coming out when? January?
Said next year.
I know it's coming out soon. I'm just not sure when. Because we saw the previews for that, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Lantern. Well, her husband, Courtney, will be appearing on The Closer as the new police chief of the LAPD.
Right. Oh, okay. I got to watch my show. That's my show. The Closer, that's my show. You know, that's my girl. She be getting
and it starts back up in December.
Thank you.
Yes, he will be the new police chief. So, yeah. Look forward to that, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. What else we got?
Well, that's about it for entertainment news.
Okay.
Shab, you got your news of the weird, and I imagine that Coach Georgia should be calling in a minute.
Well, let's see. We got a couple of stories. You have to forgive me, y'all. My computer is running slow, so I have to read this from my phone. So in India, in October, police arrested a man arriving at the India airport of Sri Lanka, bringing precious stones into the country in his stomach. After employing laxatives, police recovered 2,080 diamonds.
Whoa,
from my God.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
He sure is. How did he get them? What did they do? An operation on him and throw them to the inside?
No, he took a lot of laxatives and pooped them all out.
He ate them. Oh, my God.
He just swallowed them just pure. He didn't wrap them up.
Well, he probably, put them in some kind of balloon or something. Yeah. You know how they transport drugs and stuff.
So they wouldn't separate.
Apparently, they just made him take some laxatives, and he pooped them all out. 2,000 worth. Boy, I tell you, that's
how
you.
Where was he coming from?
It didn't say where he was coming from. It just said he arrived at India. It didn't say where he was coming from.
Sri Lanka?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sri Lanka, yeah.
We need to figure out where he's coming from.
I wonder where he came from.
The cash entrance?
Yeah. After putting all them diamonds, Blood diamonds,
Sierra Leone, probably coming from there.
No, just a thought I threw out there. Don't mind me,
So now the next one.
Okay,
Yogi, you might want to close your ears on this one. A wife lawyer told the court in Australia in September that she killed her husband by accident after intending only to torch his penis for alleged infidelities. The lawyer said have lost control of the gasoline she was holding when her husband said, "No, you won't burn me, you fat, dumb bitch."
Last words for the
rest of
his life.
Critter.
Yes, he did. He sure did. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. And in May, this took place in Chicago when an owner's fox terrier answered a call of nature in the yard of a notorious lawn fiduciary, Charles Clements, 69, in Chicago. Clements confronted the dog's 23-year-old owner. That led to a mutual bravado, which continued even after Clements pulled a gun. The dog walker was killed immediately after shouting, according to witnesses, "Next time you pull out a pistol, why don't you use it?"
Oh, my
goodness. He did.
I guess so.
Yes.
Wow.
And in Orlando, convicted sex offender David Parkhurst, 27, was arrested in October in Palm Bay, Florida, and charged with sexual contact with a 15-year-old girl. According to police, when they asked her about any physical characteristics of Parkhurst's body so they could substantiate her story, she said only that he had a Superman-shaped shield implant on his genitals, which was later verified.
What? Wait a minute.
And it was later verified.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He did have a Superman.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
See, now that's the end of that one, okay? Now, you thought you was weird, see?
No, I'm not weird. That's different.
That's crazy, huh?
That is crazy.
I'm just kidding with you. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It's a hot mess. And then in June, the roller coaster at the Funtown Splashtown in Maine unexpectedly came to a halt, stranding riders for all of 15 minutes. Reportedly, Furious Eric and Tiffany Dillingham said later that their 8-year-old daughter was so frightened that she had to be taken to a hospital and had nightmares constantly since then. Since the purpose of a roller coaster is to induce fright, it was not known whether the girl would also have required a hospital visit if the ride had been working perfectly.
Oh.
Well,
yeah. I mean,
it's the same
the ride. That's what the ride is about, to scare the mess out of you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It did its job. Very well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, least competent criminals, John Storoff, 69, became the latest just-released prisoner to return immediately to his criminal calling by attempting a holdup of a Chase bank in New York City instead of reporting to his halfway house on the day after his release. The robbery failed because the bank was actually just a customer service branch with no money.
But you know what it is. Homeboy did not want to get out under these pretenses the way this economy is going. I want to go back home. He did not want to stay in out. He did not.
Three meals at a time.
That was comfortable enough for him.
Yes.
The Phoenix convenience store robber escaped with the money in September, but like many others, inadvertently stuck his face directly in front of the surveillance camera. He had entered the store with a plastic bag pulled tight over his face to distort his features and foil the camera. But halfway through the robbery, he surprisingly began laboring for breath. He yanked off the bag and revealed his face.
He didn't go to a damn bank
or store to rob with a plastic bag. Hello, people. Plastic suffocates you, okay?
Wow.
He was pulling the bag off of him.
Yeah, because he started having breathing problems. He had to get some air.
That was stupid. Yeah.
Just dumbass. I mean, come on, people. And then we have a classic that took place in 1989. Leonard? Hello?
Hey, Leonard?
Yes.
Trumps.
This
is Trumps.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
No. Trumps.
Trumps. It's Trumps,
yes.
Mom.
Oh, Trumps. Ralph.
Yes.
Hey. How you doing, Trumps?
Fine. How you doing, baby?
Doing great.
Charles,
well,
sounds great.
We're just about to wrap up this news and start the sports. You've been on for a while. Are you going to hang with us?
Yeah, I'm watching Michael Vick now.
What is Michael Vick doing?
Yeah,
I know he's
going down.
Yes, he is.
His brother might be MVP, Super Bowl, and all that.
Yeah, he's good this year. Oh, my God.
Go ahead and lead into
blown
the sport.
I'm happy for his brother. Really am.
And that's
I am, too. Mm-hmm, I am, too. Yes.
In fact, they had to give him his due.
Well, go ahead and do what you're doing, and I'll sit here and watch the show and listen to you.
Okay. We wrapped up the news of the weird. We're going to give out the NFL scores real quick for week 11. The Cowboys beat the Lions 35-19. Thank you, Cowboys. Of course, we're not going anywhere,
that's
but I'm happy
team,
we actually
you know.
Won the game. Let's see. The Redskins beat the Titans in overtime, 19-16.
Hey,
the Packers beat
the
Packers beat the Vikings 31-3. The Steelers beat the Raiders. That was a really good game. If anybody saw that, 35-3. Let's see. Buffalo took out Cincinnati. Yep, 49-31. Cardinals lost to the Chiefs, 31-13. Texans lost to the Jets, 30-27. The Ravens beat the mess out the Panthers, 37-13. Let's see, Brown lost to the Jaguars, 24-20. Falcons beat the Rams, 34-17. The Buccaneers just ran over the 49ers, 21-0. The Patriots and the Colts, we all know this is a classic game anytime these two play. Well, the Patriots took it this time, 31-28.
It was a great game.
Yes, great, great game. Now, for all you Seahawks fans, sorry y'all lost. 19-34, the Saints just stomped all over y'all. Damn shame.
Yep.
That's all I got to say. And if you're watching football tonight, Sunday Night Football, it's the Giants against the Eagles. The Eagles are 10. The Giants are 3. Second quarter with 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Giants gonna lose. What quarter?
It's the second quarter, 3 minutes, and now 14
second
seconds.
Right.
Oh, yes. Okay. We still got some time. Yeah,
Michael
still got some
leading them.
Mm-hmm.
And Tubby Smith is winning, too.
Who else is?
Tubby Smith, Minnesota's coach. Minnesota Gophers, the basketball team, University of Minnesota's coach.
Okay.
Right on. Well, that's what's going on with the NFL scores. I wasn't able to catch. I don't think the Huskies. I'm not sure if the Huskies played or somebody let me know because I'm out on that one.
Was that the Washington
I don't know
Huskies?
If the Huskies played.
Yeah, did the Huskies
yeah.
play recently? I think they played this week, didn't they? Was it Thursday they played?
Let's see. I'm not really sure.
No. Thursday, Sunday, yeah. Friday? Didn't they play Friday or Saturday?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I thought they played, the 18th, my bad. Huskies won. They beat UCLA 24-7.
See, in the Midwest, West Coast games come on much too late. And I don't really learn about those until the following day.
But I will put out there today, though, Arkansas Razorbacks, beat Mississippi State 38-31. I am happy. Watch yourself now.
Yep.
Huh?
They got a rotten coach.
Who, Arkansas?
Yes, indeedy.
Oh, see, my family.
He's walked out on the Atlanta Falcons halfway through the season to take the job at Arkansas.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And he also walked out on the University of Louisville to take the job at Atlanta. I've got problems, issues about Bobby Petrino.
He said I got issues.
I call
him
back.
He's not doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah. He's a heck of a coach.
Oh, yeah.
It's just his character, his integrity is suspect to me.
See, that's how I feel about Pete Carroll, too, because as soon as
everybody
started, getting ambushed and had to give up their Heisman, trophies, start giving all those back, all the investigations start. Next thing you know, he's like, oh, I don't know anything about that. Then he's playing for the Seahawks. I'm like, are you kidding me? The Titans seem all perfect on that.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Exactly. He been known. Don't sit here and play dumb. You knew these kids was taking rides left and right to come out with the scores y'all need, and I don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
and then the
like,
kids are paying for it in the end.
Yeah, of course.
And that's not right. That's not right.
Mm-mm,
yeah,
it's
you
all
can
dirty.
Accept a scholarship and then all of a sudden find your school on probation. That's not fair for an incoming freshman.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Just a mess. So go ahead, Mom. What else you got to talk about on the sports?
I was looking for the Washington, University of Washington game. Hold on a second. I'll tell you.
Are they playing?
Okay.
They played?
No,
they played yesterday.
ESPN. And I'm looking on their box scores. I'm looking for who did they play?
They played yesterday. They played UCLA. No, they played Thursday.
Okay.
UCLA. They played UCLA Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one they won 24-7.
Yep. They beat Rick Neuheisel, their old coach.
What's up, Avery?
Not a thing. I'm sorry about that. I could not find that number for nothing. I was getting ready to call work and see if JJ and them had it, but hey, we're back in there.
Hey, Lennon.
All right, Coach Jordan. We got Trump from Indianapolis on. We got Yogi from South King County.
Pierce County.
So go ahead with it. What do you see coming up for Thanksgiving on the
College football for collegiate on Thanksgiving. Normally Thanksgiving's gonna be more of a pro day.
Right.
That's when you're gonna get normally either Dallas plays on there or Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit, Green Bay play on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I look for Green Bay to poke them.
Chicago has a game too on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think it's Chicago.
Who has a game as well?
Chicago, you said?
Yeah.
I think so. I think they have a Thanksgiving game.
Well, you got the Saints and the Cowboys are playing on Thanksgiving at 1:15. So,
okay.
And that's fine. The Saints going to take that. I hate to say that. And then you got the Huskies playing California on the 27th. You got LSU playing Arkansas on the 27th. You also got the Chiefs and the Seahawks playing on the 28th. So
okay.
That's a lot of the games that I have listed. Well, these are my teams, though, so that are listed for Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But
I can tell you one thing.
For Thanksgiving?
What did you say?
Yeah, the group. I'm going to say
there's only two games for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's only they only have two games for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they only have two games on Thanksgiving. And you said it's going to be New Orleans against who?
It's the Cowboys, yeah. The Saints and the Cowboys playing.
The Saints and the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Cowboys looking pretty good these last couple games.
They ain't going nowhere, ever.
We know the $1 billion team ain't going nowhere. Okay, the $1 billion team ain't going nowhere. But they've been playing good since they got rid of Wade Phillips. So you can't just say that the Saints are gonna go in there and spank them just because they beat the Seahawks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have they played the Eagles yet? Have they played Michael Vick and the Eagles yet?
Now, who? Playing who?
Have the Cowboys played the Eagles yet?
I don't think so. I think that next Sunday they play. I know they're playing them soon. I'm just not sure when.
Okay. Because
now,
I'm going to tell you something.
Huh?
I'm going to tell everybody something now. The Eagles is just going to keep on getting busy with Big back there healthy.
Yeah, the Eagles was kind of tough this year. They're pretty good.
He's bringing it back. I just like the fact he seems to be more in the pocket now than he used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Go ahead.
He used to just take off and scramble. Now
he's
got his accuracy and everything. Well, that's the difference between what he's went through and a coach who can now tell him what to do, as opposed to when he was in Atlanta, he was the man and the coach was going before him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now he's going before the coach, and he knows that he's going to have to, he's got his stuff together. The young man has really came around, and, maybe it was a blessing in disguise what he went through.
Yeah.
Because now, he's matured and he's doing his thing the right way.
True. Very true.
Hey, what y'all think of the Pacquiao fight? Did y'all see it?
No, I didn't see it. I was going to ask that question. Did anybody see that fight?
Yes, ma'am.
With Ben Roethlisberger today?
No. The Pacquiao Martinez fight.
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about California and Stanford?
No. You talking about the boxing match.
No, the boxing.
The boxing match.
Oh, no, I didn't watch the boxing match. I don't know the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Oh, Jackson won it.
Okay.
See, I don't get into that. That's so. Ooh, they're fancy in that UFC stuff.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get into that.
I like boxing, but I just can't get into it because I can't afford that pay-per-view, you know, being unemployed and everything. They're gonna have to put it on regular TV for folks like us to see it.
My girl. Because
I want to see it.
Don't worry, we'll see. Once the unemployment checks stop coming in, they'll be everywhere.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, yeah. No, I didn't see the boxing on the UFC.
Well,
yeah,
y'all was watching the Pittsburgh game the day you got to see a little martial arts because Ben Roethlisberger got rocked. Okay.
He sure did. He rocked that dome.
Really?
Yeah, he rocked that dome. Yep.
Go ahead, Coach. Tell him.
Yeah, well, what happened
Tell a story.
They were playing Oakland today. I can't even think of the defensive lineman's name right now, but the lineman apparently – even though the refs hadn't called nothing or nothing like that, so it wasn't no penalty, but I guess he bumped up against Roethlisberger after he had threw the ball, and Roethlisberger, thinking he's the diva, didn't appreciate nobody bumping against him, so he came up and kind of shoved the brother from behind, and dude came up with an uppercut right up under that face mask and grounded him. Okay.
No,
really?
No,
that's what he gets. I missed that one.
Hey, man, you know, I ain't got no respect for Roethlisberger.
He's not doing any different than what he was before he got suspended.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, Roethlisberger, let's face the reality of it. If that had been Michael Vick, he'd have been out the league for the rest of his life.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
I mean, I don't care who you are. You're not supposed to go around and rape a woman and then still be allowed to just pay off and keep on moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They brought the gun, Coach. They brought the gun.
Oh, yeah.
When that shot himself in the club.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Plexico Burroughs. Plexico Burroughs.
Yeah, Plexico, yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea. But, yeah, I'm about Big Ben, and he just sickens me. I mean, he's got some skills as a quarterback, but, dude, your character, you know, Trump's what you were talking about, character. His character is off the chain. I mean, it's off the chain. You can walk around and rape women and still be able to play, but then Michael Vick got to do 2 or 3 years. Don't get me wrong, I love dogs. But, I mean, you know, they was all death to Vic, hang Vic, you know.
Oh, they are desperate. When they start doing that, they're desperate.
But that's the thing. They went that far.
But
you're not going that far on women who are getting raped. So, you know, this don't make no sense to me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm like, how the heck you going
to
rape some woman?
Beginning the time.
Wow. Well, I understand. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, Yogi. Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah. Same way with, what's his name on basketball, Kobe Bryant.
Whatever it may be.
And she hollered rape and stuff, and, you know.
Man, this is going to be part of my life. If you get successful, trust that. You will be monitored. Monitored very closely.
But let's face the reality. In Ben Roethlisberger's case, okay, first of all, you got away with it because you paid people off, okay? Let's face the reality of it. You done it.
Yeah, face the reality.
Okay. And you paid some people off, and the NFL is okay with that. In Kobe Bryant's case, you know, Kobe just said, I'm not going to pay you off. I'm going to take you to court. Mm-hmm. And when everything got ready to go to court, that's when she decided she's going to show her true colors and get her money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you, if Kobe Bryant would have went to that woman and said, hey, whenever I'm in Denver, it's on with you. Hey, matter of fact, I'm going to buy you a car, too. But the problem with Kobe was after he got what he wanted, he looked at her and said, bye, I'm going home to my wife. And that's when the woman got mad, and all of a sudden all these rape charges came up.
Oh, that's when she got mad, huh?
Oh, it's rape. It's rape.
You better be careful when you're crossing over the fence.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
Some quicksand over there. Looking real green.
Look at it. Kobe Bryant grew up so square, he had no game, really, okay? You know what I mean? Let's look at it the way it is.
He had no game.
Dude was a handsome athlete square from an NBA-playing dad, so everything was always right there laid on the table for him. And he didn't know how to handle the fact when he just go ahead and dump this woman, the next thing you know, she claimed rape. Next thing you know, he's telling all his teammates' business and all that type of stuff because he never was really no player. You know, he never really hung out with the guys and did those things.
Just like Tiger Woods. You know,
exactly.
I mean, Tiger out
that's
here poking anything, and he just didn't have no game. I mean, I'm a firm believer. Put a sister on your team. A sister know how to shut the fuck up. Excuse my language. We know how to shut up and get paid. You know
you
what I'm saying? Put some sisters on your team, and ain't nobody snitching. You know, let his wife call me. Tiger, who? I don't know, Tiger. You don't got my check in that mail, right? Okay, that's all. You know, just you don't play the game. I'm not saying do it, but if you don't play
the
game.
But you know what? Why should a sister play herself short? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know
what?
No, forget that, Tiger. If you want to go ahead and do all that, give the sister her money up front, okay?
Thank you.
That's what I'm
saying.
But that would have been the difference. The sister would have got hers and wouldn't have said nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said. But she wouldn't have got it behind. She'd have got it up front. She'd have let him know what the drill was from the get-go. Listen,
thank
you got a wife at home. She living well. You want some of this? My butt going to be living well, too, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. What were you saying, Trump?
Tiger needs to resume as he was doing because as long as he was cheating, he was playing some hell of some golf.
Yeah. Amen. He was
happy
too.
When he got tired, his game just went down the hole. I mean, as far as I'm concerned,
he
just passed
a long way. What are you talking about?
And you know, and that's the thing I didn't get.
That's
what
it's a long way
again.
I guess so.
Yeah, you know, the thing is since you're single now, go and go out and do your thing. You know, now
you're
up here trying to play some role.
Don't stop now. You know,
don't stop now.
Yes.
You. That is just a hot
mess. That was a good point.
That's it, do you think? For anybody, just an update on the Giants and Eagles game. Philadelphia is still leading 13, Giants
3.
48 seconds left in the second half. Second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40 seconds, right.
And Michael Vick's about to get him at least another field goal right about here. Oh, he missed the pass, but anyway.
Right. He's coming through. Yeah, who's playing Monday night football? Who's playing Monday night, tomorrow night?
Let's see. Tomorrow night is.
I can't recall who is playing tomorrow.
I have to look up on my ESPN now.
Well, I can tell you the three games that are going on for Thanksgiving Day is the Saints and the Cowboys, the Patriots and the Lions, Cincinnati and New York. Those are the three games that are playing on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, let me see here. Tomorrow, who was that?
Oh, Monday Night Football.
I ain't got my computer on right now. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yeah.
It's the Broncos.
Broncos Chargers.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And Broncos, their stat is 3 wins, 6 losses. Chargers, 4 wins, 5 losses. So, is any man's
game? Yeah, Chargers
tomorrow.
Have been winning lately, and they got their rhythm back. So I look for the Chargers. I look for the Chargers to go ahead and take on that one.
Okay.
Are we playing out in San Diego?
Yeah. I don't know where they're playing. But I know San Diego, for some reason, always does that. They start off slow in the season, and then they just pick it up and run over everybody towards the middle of the season, the end of the season. That's how they made the playoff last year.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And Denver been having some problems. Denver has, and I'm sorry about that, my grandbaby, the minute I walk through the door, I'm hers, okay?
You knew somebody was demanding you.
It looks like they're playing in San Diego.
Definitely a San Diego game.
Yeah.
Yeah, now how is the NBA? Have they started, right? The NBA started.
Oh yeah, the NBA is
yeah.
And the Miami Dream team is having some issues.
Yes, they are. Thank you. Bring it up, brother. Bring it up.
They having some issues. Well, the thing is, first of all, let's look at it this way. You guys might shoot some hoop gym rat in the summer, whatever, but it's gonna take a minute for you to get your chemistry. You're gonna be good,
right?
But at the same time. You know, you're going to have to get some players around you, too, you know, and get some players off the bench, too, because three guys can't do it all by themselves. And everybody remember I said this. They won't make it to the championship this year.
Well, you know, I heard that if they don't do so well, Pat Riley will step down as he'll return to coaching if they aren't very successful.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, even Pat Riley and Phil Jackson coaching together couldn't get them there this year. Okay.
Okay.
No, because I mean, it's just a matter of Boston has got chemistry. They got their main three players who've already won an NBA championship together. Then you have the addition of Jermaine O'Neal and Shaquille O'Neal on that team. Okay, and they got their basic core plus the added things that they needed to get there. You know what I mean?
You don't think they'll make the playoffs? If they make the playoffs, I think they'll.
They'll make the playoffs, but they're not going to get past Boston, no.
Oh, you don't think they are, huh?
No, I don't think Miami can get past Boston, no.
Now, LeBron is on Miami, right? Isn't he with the Heat now? Oh,
yep.
Right. So, okay, all right. I like to see the Heat and the Cavaliers play. Does anybody know when they'll be playing?
Sometime
playing.
In the next week or two.
Okay.
I think that game is like the beginning of December, if I'm correct. Like December 2nd or something like that. I'd have to look it up. Like I said, I just ran in here at the last minute. I've been scrambling for this phone number, so I didn't have a chance to pop my laptop up and get it ready, you know. But,
oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah, but I think that's like December the 2nd or something like that, and believe me, okay, that's going to be a game. That's going to be a game. Because even though Cleveland ain't that good no more, you know what? Players, for some reason, always step up at those occasions. So we'll see.
Well, Cleveland has done pretty well without LeBron.
Yeah, they have. Byron's doing his thing coaching
them. He's their coach now. And he's been doing pretty well.
Yep. Way better than expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. He did a lot more than what they expected.
Okay. All right. Amen.
So,
I don't know. We just, since we don't have the, you know, Sonics no more, I really don't keep on NBA.
But well, that's me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still miss that team. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I still miss it. You know,
well, it looks like there are some
final power teams.
You know,
the thing I
do with the NBA right now, I'm deep into college basketball. I watch my Huskies, you know, and stuff like that. I watch Wazoo because they got some local boys. The NBA games I watch, it's got to have one of our local boys in it for me to watch it these days. I mean, it's got to be Jamal Crawford, Nate Robinson, Brandon Roy, or one of the guys. You know, we got a few kids out here from around here, Marvin Williams and Jamal down there together in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Nate's on Boston.
We got
of course, Brandon up there in Portland.
Terrence Williams at New Jersey, right?
Yeah, Terrence Williams at New Jersey. We got Aaron Brooks down in Houston. So we got to represent them. You know, them are our guys. You know, we got to show some love for them.
Yeah,
I have to watch those games. But if it wasn't for our players being there, I wouldn't even watch them yet. What we saying?
Yeah, I hear both of y'all. Well, just to recap on the scores real quick, if anybody did watch, Toronto did beat Boston today 102-101. The Pistons beat the Wizards 115-110. And Sacramento played. I cannot read this. Who is N-O-R?
New Orleans.
New Orleans beat Sacramento today 75-71. And Golden State and the Lakers are playing right now. The Lakers are winning 22-14, first quarter.
All right.
Yeah, so there you go on that. It's a hot mess. And it looks like a lot of teams are playing tomorrow. So, and games start, looks like between 4 o'clock games start with Boston and Atlanta. And they go all evening on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's 8 games tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, tomorrow's Monday Night Football, so you know how that is.
Oh, they just showed the punch. They just showed the punch.
Oh, you see? If you guys are watching that, it's like they're showing the punch.
He knocked the spot on his ass.
That was a cold one.
the Pittsburgh, what's his name, Roethlisberger? Yeah, he knocked him flat on his back.
He sure did, knocked the mess out of him. He ain't the big man like he thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if anybody, they're showing highlights right now on NBC during halftime.
Yep,
I've got about 15 seconds for our closing call. I would like to thank Coach Jordan for joining us on the show. I also
want to thank
Fred Trump from Indianapolis, my co-host Bernice, my producer, Chabonet.
Thank you.
Just talk to me, and as always, have a wonderful week, and I want to wish everybody a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. Please be safe out there and know that I love you, and I'll see you next Sunday. Talk to me.
All right.
We're out.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll be on time next time.